What I'm trying to say is that if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
You're listening to WowFireRadio.com presents the Jerry Torres program. No bad news, no sad news, no politics, no religion, just happy fun stuff. And now, here's your host, Jerry Torres.
Five-time Emmy Award-winning anchor Ron Burgundy and Tits McGee.
Now go to that voodoo that you do.
Yes! Is our sound effect up? Hello? Yes! Oh, there it is. Is it? Hold on. There's something wrong here. Well, good. Hey, everybody. Welcome, everyone, to another edition episode of the Jerry Torres program here on WildFireRated.com. Yeah! My producer is back. My old producer, Taylor. How you doing, Taylor?
There we go. There I'm go. Good. How are we doing?
Okay. Can you turn down the jazz music just a little bit, please? Okay. I apologize. Whoa! Well, welcome, everybody, to another edition episode of the Jerry Torres program here on WildFireRadio.com. Yes! I am back, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate everybody being here, listening to me. I have been away for a couple of weeks, but I thank everybody here for a great, I hope everybody has safe, celebrated their holiday season. It's all over because right now we're going to start a new, excuse me. I'm so sorry, people. I'm just like, I had to do a lot of things this past today and yesterday, but I'm okay now. So all in all, I welcome everybody for being here. And Taylor, are you there, bud?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can you turn down the jazz music just a little bit, please? Thank you, bud. There you go. That's perfect. Oh, my God. Yeah, so welcome, everybody. Appreciate everybody coming on. And again, you know, hope everybody celebrated their Christmas and their holidays. And I like to say to everyone out there, Happy New Year, or as Eddie Murphy would say it, you know, here we go.
Merry New Year!
There you go. Okay, people. Well, man, another great thing is happening today, all in all. So let's get started, people. Once again, man, a lot of things are happening right now. So we just want to get things started. Taylor is back. I'm glad he's back. How are things with you, man? It's been a while since we worked together.
Yeah, I'm all good. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing great. I mean, stayed at home New Year's Eve. I didn't go anywhere, man. I kept it safe because for some reason, every New Year's Eve is the cop's dream to pull me over, man. So I stayed home. I kept it safe. And I wish everybody did the same thing because I know I did. So all in all, I mean, I'm glad everybody did it.
Merry New Year!
Okay. Yeah. Oh, man. So we got a lot in store for you, man. So I am glad I'm back. So I am not doing no resolutions. And we're going to talk about that later on the topic because you didn't do no resolutions, did you, Taylor?
Not particularly.
Yeah, don't do it, man, because it's ridiculous because nobody keeps their resolutions. Like at my gym, already it was a crowd of people I have never seen before. Why are you at my gym? Get out because you're not going to stay there anymore, okay? I guarantee you. Oh, forgot. Yeah, since me and Taylor are back, here we go. Yeah, Taylor's back. We are reunited. He's not smiling. Yeah, let me stop it. Oh my God, man. But yeah, so we're going to so if you want to listen to my program, I am on simplecast.com. Just go on the-jerry-torres-show.com. www.simplecast.com. I'm also on Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, and Podbay, believe it or not. So right now, I am officially worldwide. And again, Happy New Year to one and all, everybody. So I have a lot of things in store for this year for my show. That's a guarantee that's going to happen. I got guests lined up and ready. A famous writer or writer for scripts and movies and stuff that's coming on. Fashion models that want to come on to my show. Yes, my show still comes on Thursdays at night, and I'm bringing it down to two shows a month right now temporarily until things pick up. But yes, for now my show still starts at 9, so anybody that wants to be a guest, if you can't make it, a phone call interview would be fine. So it is now 2020. We made it this far, people. The millennium, the decade, whatever it is, it's over. I don't do New Year's Eve comedy shows. I've done them before in the past. They suck. They do, man. I don't like doing them. The reason why is because everybody is drunk. That's why. So that's why I don't do them anymore, people. So, all right, here we go. All right. So I do my best to keep myself busy. So what I did was I watched a couple of real good movies on TV. Didn't do jack, and I kept it simple, man. So around 1 o'clock in the morning, I just went to bed. How'd you celebrate New Year's Eve, Taylor?
Just at a friend's house. A pretty small group.
Yeah, see, there you go. Keep it simple. Why do you have to be to a big-ass event? Because every time you go to New Year's Eve parties, it's always the same. Everybody, all the women are taken. You know, half the people are drunk. And then it's like 5, 4. So it's like you can't celebrate it anymore. It's ridiculous. Sorry, I had to go for my drinky poo, people. But I am back, ladies and gentlemen. My crowd is cheering for me, you know.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Oh, man. I am so glad the crowd misses me and loves me. So, we got a lot, man. Hold on.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay,
so you can hear it on this one. Okay, perfect. Man, I got a lot, man. Just like so many things I've been planning on my show, which is going to work, and I'm going to make it happen, people. So, oh, my God. I apologize. I am exhausted because I worked out again harder. I took a lot of nap. I took a real good nap this afternoon, and I kept it very simple. I didn't, you know, and not only that, I managed to watch some movies that I wanted to see. This movie called Hostiles. Oh, my God. It's a violent film. But let's see now. So New Year's Eve shows are pretty much boring to me, as I said before, because after 1 minute past midnight, it gets boring. Also, it's dangerous. Cops are out at full force, and it's a tradition for me. For cops, I get pulled over, and I don't drink as much. But ladies and gentlemen, before I continue, let's start the new year with some great people and great sponsors. If you are an outdoorsman, you like camping, you like hunting, you like hiking, you like paintballing, and you need the right equipment, go to Hector's Outdoor Haven. Yes, Hector's Outdoor Haven, located 2919 US 206 Columbus, New Jersey. Yes, Hector's Outdoor Haven. They're located at the Columbus Market. They have everything you need there. They don't have it. They will get it for you. And Hector, who runs the facility, is a great guy. He is awesome. He's very nice to me, very nice to the people, always cool to his customers, and he gets what you want. Also, if you're in the military, you need some military garb, he has it there as well for you. And if he doesn't have it, he will definitely get it for you. So check it out. Go to Hector's Outdoor Haven, located at 2919 US-206 Columbus, New Jersey, at the Columbus Market. Hector's Outdoor Haven. Yes. All right, people. Okay. Also, I love smoking cigars. I'm not a heavy chain smoker. I just smoke a cigar to help me relax, man. A good aroma cigar really will do the trick. So if you're interested, go to smokingdog.com. Smoking Dog, the one located in Mount Holly, New Jersey, and one in Maple Shade. If you're interested, they have all the great name brand quality cigars that you need. Plus, if you're a tobacco smoker, they have great quality tobacco for your tobacco smoking needs. Check them out. They also, if you buy a cigar box, they have really cool wood grain, I don't know, of all kind, oak, pine, whatever they have. Any cigar box that you buy for $2, that $2 will go to a dog kennel. It will help to keep the kennels clean, keep the dogs fed, well-treated, and also get them ready up for adoption. So if you're interested, also, they have, if you buy a cigar, they have a really good cigar room where you go in there and smoke your favorite cigar, and you could bring your favorite drink, such as a Jack Daniels, a cognac, a vodka, whiskey, whatever. But they will not allow you to get in if you bring beer or 24 case of beer. They will not allow you that. There's too much of a classy place. Check it out. Go to, if you're interested, find out these locations. Go to smokingdog.com. Okay, people. Now, again, like I said, I'm going to do two shows a month. I'm in the works of getting things done, such as the reason why is because I'm getting my audiobook. I'm in the work of getting that done. Also, I'm in the works of getting a short story done as well, and I'm trying to get to do more comedy shows, open mics, basically. And there's some open mics, but they're on Thursdays, and I'm here on Thursday. So I figured if I do two shows a month and those other two Thursdays do some open mics, then I can work everything out even. But that's only temporary until the springtime, till I get everything settled. All right. So 2019 is over. This is the good news, people. Yes, the good news. Okay, people. And I'm trying to work on getting my boys Tim Grill and Jason Pollock to do a guy thing. So every time I say Jason Pollock. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know why, but I love the guy. But anyway, so I'm trying to get those three guys. I'm working on something that's called The Fellas. And what we talk about is everything, not just one thing. So, oh, wait, Taylor, I forgot. You are an Eagles fan. How you feel about the Eagles going this far?
Yeah, I'm glad they got in. I just don't know how great the chances are.
I know you guys have a lot of injuries. You just got injured not too long ago.
Yeah, it's like majority of the starters. Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but we'll get into that in sports, ladies and gentlemen. So we are in the new studio right now. There's no wide window where I can see Taylor's face. He can't see mine, you know. But we can hear each other's voices, which is awesome.
Yeah, a little weird to get used to.
Yeah, no, we'll get used to it after a while. This is a long story. I'm not going to get into that. But we're in a new studio right now, new building. And it's an awesome place. Very clean. Very nice neighborhood, you know. And I miss Delilah. I miss Club Champagne, man. Yeah, I miss that place so much. One more time. Champagne. Yeah, I missed that place so much. But anyway, we'll get into that later. So 2019 is over. That's the good news. That's it. Time to start fresh and a new you. And to get rid of the old negative asshole douchebags. Ignore the negative and be around the positive people. All right. More on this later on in the topic. Again, don't make no resolutions, people. You know? Hey, don't make no resolutions. Shut up. All right. Anyway, I got some new soundboards I'm also working on. But did you see the Pope smack somebody?
I did not.
Oh, my God. The Pope on New Year's. The Pope. He smacked some lady, and I think the song was playing in the background. Oops.
Smack that bitch.
Yeah. He did. He smacked some woman, man.
Smack that bitch.
He didn't smack her in the face. Smacked her on the hand because what happened was the woman reached out, grabbed him, and, like, pulled him towards him. And he got, like, so agitated, he just, like, smacked her hand like a little kid. I was like, damn.
Smack that bitch.
Yeah, that's what he did, man. He smacked that bitch. All right, people. Anyway, so the Pope did his thing, and I don't know, man. I don't think you should grab the Pope like that. I mean, the Pope seems like a cool dude, but, I mean, he goes through a lot lately. I mean, like, you know, like he's trying to, like, give blessings to people. And I pretty much he was trying to bless this lady not to be a bitch, you know? I don't know. But, oh, my God. Hold on, people. I'm trying to get something here. Ah, here we go. Here we go. Spaceballs. All right. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, shoot. I know what I did wrong. Okay, people. So, like I said, if you went out and celebrated, I hope you didn't get drunk, people. Because, you know, the next day you're going to wake up with somebody. You know what we need? Instead of the Pope, we need the abbot. Here we go, people. Get the abbot out. Yeah, I know, people. I know. Okay. So pretty much the Pope did smack somebody. And like I said, you know, you don't grab somebody and pull them over, right? So good for you, Pope. I'm glad you did that. That's what he did. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, like as always on my show, let's start 2020 with a great fulfillment. Again, we'll get to that in the topic. Don't make no resolutions, all right? Resolutions suck, all right? Nobody sticks to them. I went to my gym. I saw a crowd of people. I didn't know these faces. I didn't know who the hell they were. And again, not being discriminative or putting anybody down, you know, but I mean, if you're trying to make yourself feel better, hey, that's awesome. Good for you. But if you're a person that goes to the gym and a new person that sits and stands on the treadmill and talking to somebody about how ugly and fat you are, that's not what the treadmill is for. A treadmill is supposed to, you're supposed to exercise and sweat and burn calories. I saw that at the gym, Taylor. I got so mad at this lady. Never saw her before. I knew she was brand new. She stands on the treadmill talking to her friend for a solid 45 minutes, not 1 ounce of workout. She was burning calories by talking. Can you believe that?
I've seen it before, so.
Why did they do that? You know, I wanted to get the Pope and, like, smack her.
Smack that bitch.
I wanted to do that, man. Jesus Christ, that's not what the gym is. The gym is not a lounge where you can talk, people. The gym is there to work out. I'm a gymaholic. I love going to the gym. It helps me relieve stress. It helps me burn calories. It helps me get the guilt off after I eat a full large pizza. Yes, people, I've done that over the holidays. I ate a full large pizza all by myself. Not that I was mad or sad or depressed. I just missed the days when I was 16 years old and I could do that. You ever done that? Eat a whole pizza by yourself?
It's been a while.
Well, I recommend not to do it because it really makes you sleepy. So don't do that. Oh, Kathy Romano. That turned on Kathy Romano. Oh, by the way, man, I sent an email to Preston Elliott and Steve Morrison of the Preston and Steve Show to come on my program and have a great interview. It could be a phone call interview. That's all about their life on radio, their family. Women in bikinis, women smoking cigars, women driving hot cars, whatever, man. But I really would like those guys. I admire those guys very much. Hoping one day they would come on my show. Maybe Kathy. All right, people. Thank you. That's a way to start 2020, people. Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, so let's continue on with my show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go into the world of cars. Yes, people. All right. Now, there's a lot of great cars coming out. Now, normally I talk about cars that were in movies and TV shows. And the reason why is because you don't see these cars probably during, like, oh, my God. Hold on, people. I got to put my glasses back on. Normally, you see them on car shows, on movies and magazines, you know. But you miss these cars. You people wonder, I want this car so bad. You know, the cars are beautiful. And people love their favorite cars. Like, I love muscle cars of all kinds. But like I tell people, I like the car from Bullitt. That's my favorite car. And it's a Mustang, 1968 Mustang. And also the 1986 Buick Grand National. That's another car that I love. And also my third car that I love is the Boss Mustang. Only 1,300 of those cars were made. If you have one in great condition, that car is a value at $500,000. You're talking about $250,000 to $300,000 for a 1968 Boss Mustang. Can you believe that, Taylor?
I don't know about either, so.
Okay. All right, but let's get into the world of cars. All right, your car of the week is the 2020... For 2020, now I'm going to talk about any cars of 2020. All right, normally I talk about cars, like I said, movies and TV shows. So your car of the week is the 1988 Pontiac Fiero from the movie Harry Potter. I am kidding. Look at your face. Oh, my God. You're like, what? Really? Seriously? Oh, my God, man. No, 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 no. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Seriously. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. I know. What a crowd. What a crowd. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen. No, 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 no. Oh, my God. Where's my other soundboard? God damn it. Here we go. All right, people. Oh, my God. Oops. Man. All right. Hold on. Here we go. Yes. The 1988 Pontiac Fiero from the movie Harry Potter. I'm kidding. Thank you. All right. No, seriously. It is the 1966 Plymouth Barracuda from the movie Fireball 500. Yes, the movie 1966 Plymouth Barracuda. It was from the movie Fireball 500. Yes. Now, I've seen this movie. It is way outdated. It is extremely lame. But some of these cars that were in this movie pretty much kind of didn't save it. But it's really good to see these cars on the screen. What the movie's about is a love triangle of stock cars from Fireball 500 brings a lot to the table, including a beautiful Plymouth Barracuda modified by King of Customizers. Yes, George Barris, the Cuda, or Barracuda, as they called it back then. Today, they still call it the Cuda, was equipped with a Hemi 426 Plymouth engine. The only thing the car was missing was the weird eyeballs and the anthropomorphic qualities like the Herbie Love Bug. Oh, well. But anyway. Thank you. All right. But I'm glad they didn't do it like that. But the car is beautiful. And if you have a Plymouth Barracuda in great... Now, this is the Plymouth Barracuda, the 1960 with the big fin in the back. That's the one I'm talking about. That was in this movie, Fireball 500. So it is a beautiful car. If you want to look it up, go to on Google, type in Fireball 500, Plymouth Barracuda, 1968, and you'll see the car. It looked kind of 60s at its time. But by today's standards, to any lover of the Barracuda, it is a sight to see. So that is your car of the week starting for 2020. Sorry. That was Jason Pollock's call. I wasn't even looking. Here, Jack. That is your car of the week, people. All right. Now, like I said, I was eating a lot this past. Did you eat a lot this holiday season, Taylor?
Not too much.
Yeah.
For holidays. Yeah.
Are you trying to watch? Don't. I know some people are becoming vegan. Are you one of them?
I am not.
Yeah, I'm going to try it for like a week, or maybe a day, maybe an hour, maybe 30 minutes, maybe 1 minute. No, because I love meat. I'm sorry. I'm a carnivore, people. I mean, I'm not, but look, I have eaten the Impossible Burger. I have eaten vegan burgers, and they're delicious. I have eaten the vegan hot dog, and they're freaking good. So it all depends. It's like every chef, some chefs that are professional chefs that I've spoken to, you can make a vegan meal excellent. It all depends on the seasoning. That's the secret. And so normally, yes, I would eat a vegan meal, but I'm going to give it a try. So, I mean, so let's go to the world of food for 2020, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Hold on, people. Where's my dude at? Oh, my God. There we go. All right, people. So let's see into the world of food. Your food of the week is? Make me a sandwich. Is, and see, I'm going to go sweet this time. Nothing salty. Nothing with a lot of meat. We always talk about stuff with meats and vegetables and stuff. So let's go with something sweet, ladies and gentlemen. Do you love Nutella? Nutella, Taylor.
I haven't had it in a while, but it was pretty good last time I remember.
Well, if you're a Nutella fanatic out there, I went on Pinterest.com. That's where I normally get my ideas to create some great meals. Now, I love to cook. That is my second passion. By the way, people, I have up-and-coming shows. I have a show February 21st. I'll be headlining. My Lady Latisse will be there. Also, I have a show January 18th for Comedy Explosion. Jericho Johnson right there promoting the whole thing. So I have a lot of shows lined up. So I will be announcing them later next time when I get back on the air. All right. So your food of the week, and I'm going sweet here, and let's see. Make me a Okay, is the Nutella, it's all about Nutella, but you can get creative with Nutella. Nutella is not just spreading it on bread or your fingers or if you get kinky with your lady, you know what I mean, putting Nutella. Anyway, so your Nutella stuff. So I went on Pinterest and they get some creative stuff. Like if you want, you can make Nutella stuffed mini pancakes. Yes. What it is, it's like you grab pancakes before you cook it. You put the Nutella in the middle and you fold it, put it in the oven, you bake it, and then once you cut it, some oozing Nutella out there. Yeah.
What did you say?
Nutella.
What did you say?
Never mind. Anyway. So, and here's another one, Nutella muffins. Yeah. And if you are a really big Nutella fan, you'll love this. Nutella s'mores. Huh? What'd you think, Taylor?
Why don't you make me some?
That's my boy. Now, yeah, Nutella s'mores. Now, this is what I read about these Nutella s'mores. You don't use the Hershey bar, okay? What it is, it's a simple thing. The granola, mushroom. The marshmallow, the graham cracker. Also, but instead of a Hershey bar, you get Nutella. And what it is, the same thing you do with the Hershey bar, except you use Nutella. You smear it on the marshmallow. I was about to say mushroom again. God damn it. You smear it on the marshmallow. Then you smear it on the cracker. And then after that, you put it near the fire and then watch it all ooze out. So, oh my God. Yeah. So that I would pretty much say that is glass breaking. Yes, Nutella s'mores.
Awesome.
So you should try that, people, if you are interested. So these is all Nutella ideas. So that is pretty much what it is, man. Instead of just smearing on bread or whatever, Nutella is pretty much, or use it as a spoon eating out of the jar. Hey, I normally do that. But if you are a Nutella fanatic, that is what you should do. Go on Pinterest.com and you'll find all the creative ideas just to make stuff with Nutellas. So go on Pinterest.com if you want to make the mini pancakes, the Nutella s'mores, or the Nutella muffins. Go on Pinterest.com to get the full recipe. Yeah! Oh. Man, oh, man. What the hell I'm pressing nowadays, people. Woo, okay. All right. I went to the movies last week or the week before. And 12 seconds later. I went to the movies last week. And why did I press that button? Besides that, if you're interested in, I'm going to promote this too, ladies and gentlemen. I have a book, a children's book out, which I'm working on the audio book. I'm almost done with the script. Only needs the music in the background. And I'm going to go back to my old school, Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I graduated from there. And once you're a graduate from that school, you are allowed to use their equipment, their facilities, anytime you want, but you got to call and make an appointment. So they have great, awesome, high-tech Star Trek, Star Wars equipment that's to my hands whenever I need it. So I'm going to go there and record my audiobook, which is called Uranus Smells Like Rotten Eggs. That is the title of the book.
New scientific discovery. There are aliens on Uranus.
No, it is called Uranus Smells Like Rotten Eggs. It's a book about farts. That's what it is. Now, there was another guy that wrote a book about farts, but he wrote it like on 100 pages. This is just a simple 10 pages long. That's it. You know, didn't make it too fancy. Might work on some cartoonish ways soon. But if you're interested in buying my book, go to lulu.com. That's LULU.com. Type in Uranus Smells Like Rotten Eggs, written by Jerry Torres. And you can download the book and read the book anytime you want to your kids, to yourself, or whatever. And it's only $3, people. That's it. Just plain $3. So take a look, download that, and enjoy.
New scientific discovery. There are aliens on Uranus.
That's no. All right. I saw Star Wars. Oh my God, what the hell is that? Jesus Christ. All right. Anyway, I saw Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. It was great. but not classic. If you do see it, Taylor, I'm just letting you know it was great. You know, not classic, but okay.
I haven't seen any of the new ones yet either, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it is good. It had its moments, you know. It wasn't Empire Strikes Back or Rogue One good, but it was good. And it was second week at the, going to be number three weeks, number one at the box, which it should because it's a freaking Star Wars movie, man. Yes, beat all those movies' asses up. Who cares? I'm going to see Uncut Gems. That's an Adam Sandler movie because I heard his performance in that movie was great. He's nominated for Best Actor in the Golden Globe, I believe. But I heard his performance was awesome. So let's go, people, to the movie recommendations for 2020. Yeah! Okay, let's go to movie recommendations, people. Movie recommendations are movies that I've seen and I enjoy, and I recommend others to go see it. Movies such as sports, classic, action, drama, suspense, mystery, sci-fi, western, and documentary. So the movie that I highly recommend beginning for 2020, it is a movie that I love seeing, and it is based on a true story. The movie that I'm talking about... Sorry, hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. Let him finish. Yes. Let's begin with that, people. I'm working to get this Russian model actress. I had her name, and I don't have it. I might be look her up, man. You know what I mean? Because she's a really nice lady. I don't know why she's nervous to be interviewed. You know what I mean? Let's see if I can get her on here. I'm not going to call her. I'm just saying, you know. Let me see here. No, I don't have it. Oh, here we go. I might have it. All right, and da-da-da-da, screw it, man. Maybe I'll get her on my program one day. Oh, wait a minute. This might be her. Maybe. No, it's not her. Okay, screw you. Anyway, so the movie that I highly recommend to see, it is based on a very true story, and the movie is called Lion of the Desert. Yes, and it is a classic. It is almost 2.5 hours long, and Lion of the Desert starred the legendary actors in this movie. It is Anthony Quinn as Omar Mukhtar, Oliver Reed as the General Rodolfo Grazzani, and Ron Steiger as Benito Mussolini. Now, this movie was based on a very true story that actually happened way before World War II. All right? Now, the movie is about Libyan leader Muammar... I apologize, was a legendary fighter named Omar Mukhtar. I believe, I hope I'm not pronouncing his last name, but this is a legendary warrior, a fighter for his people, the Libyan, of the Libya. Now, the movie was financed by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Yes, believe it or not, when he was alive, he financed this movie. Now, the guy was a tycoon billionaire. Now, it was the desert epic about a Libyan hero who helped his nation fend off Italian invasion in 1929. This was right after World War I. Now, World War I ended in, 1918, 17 or something. One of those two years. And this was way before World War II. The Italian invasion in 1929, Anthony Quinn stars as Omar Mukhtar, who organized Libyan forces to hold off the encroaching Italian troops under General Rodolfo Graziana, played by the great legendary actor Oliver Reed, who are trying to gain a foothold on Libyan soil under direct orders from the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, played by legendary actor Ron Steiger. With the persistence of Mukhtar, the Libyans battling with tanks, guns, airplanes of the Italian army with their Bedouin troops on horseback managed to hold off the Italians for 20 years until Mukhtar was finally captured and executed. Yes, the ending scene was very powerful. And yes, the fight scenes in this movie were great. Oh my God. So you're talking about like these guys were on horseback with muskets and they were fighting this Italian army in 1929. They had tanks, jeeps, machine guns, airplanes. But for 20 years, this one man fought this big, huge modified army at the time. For 20 years, they couldn't capture this guy, but they finally did capture him. And I'll tell you, spoiler alert, they hung him at the end, which was messed up because he was a I read about this guy. He was very passionate about his people. He was very loving of his religion. And also, he just didn't like, you know, dictatorship. He didn't want his people to be run under a dictator. So for 20 years, man, that's a strong, right, Taylor? For a guy to not to be captured for 20 years?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, especially for a full army that can't capture this guy. But his people fought off this modified army, man. What does that tell you? Yeah, don't, you know, I don't want to curse. But, I mean, yeah, this guy was a warrior, man. So he's a very admirable guy. And he's well-remembered to this day. This is like, you know, again, he was not a terrorist, people, before you all say something like he was not. He was just a very religious man, and he just didn't like some guy saying, hey, we're going to own you. We're going to own your land. We're going to own your people. If you don't, and they were executing the innocent people left and right. So what do? You don't fuck with a guy like that. So he fought back, and he did. He fought back strong. But there was a scene in the movie that I liked where he killed all these Italian soldiers, destroyed their vehicles, and there was two soldiers that were still alive. And before Omar's men were about to kill him, he goes, no, stop. And he goes, why? And he goes, release him. And then he goes, why release him? He was killing our people. Do you think he'll do the same? And then Omar looked at one of his soldiers and says, our enemy are not our teachers, which means what they do to us, we're not going to do to them. So in other words, he let him go, you know, pretty much. I was like, wow, you know. So, again, he wasn't a violent man. He was just a guy that was like, listen, all right, you want to fuck with me? I'm going to fuck with you back, you know. And he did for 20 years. This guy was a warrior. It is a great movie. I love it. It's at 71% of Rotten Tomatoes. It's rated PG, action, adventure, classic, and drama, directed by, I hope I pronounced his name correctly, Mustafa Akkad. Yes, it came out April 17th of 1981, and it came out streaming July 7th, 1998. It's at 162 minutes long, and it was released by Anchor Bay Entertainment. So that's the movie that I highly recommend, Anthony Quinn's Lion of the Desert. Yes, so it's a great movie. You got to see it, man. It's on demand. So not on Netflix, just on demand if you have regular cable. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. What the hell was that? All right. So now let's go into the world of sports. Yes, people. Now, there's a lot going on in the UFC, a lot going on in the world of boxing. I didn't have time to write down what I needed to talk about because there's a lot of great fights coming for 2020 for UFC and in boxing. And I don't know where to begin. But so far, Taylor, real quick, before I get into the Eagles, what are your future view on this team going further?
I don't know. It's tough to say, like, to see how healthy everybody can stay in, like, the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, a lot of question marks. So, yeah, it's tough to call.
All right. I mean, okay. I mean, Taylor has a lot to say.
I mean, that's honestly it. Like, you know, if the guys can't stay healthy, then that's not going to help out everybody else.
Well, at least this is what they did. They beat the Dallas Cowboys. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that was I didn't see that coming either, which was crazy.
Nobody so. Did. Nobody. Yeah. Did you see that one with the Seahawks and the 49ers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many yards? All he had to do is make that touchdown and Seattle would have went to the playoffs. Wow. That must have been like what? He was like 5 yards.
Yeah, they had a delayed game that killed him.
A delayed game. It was holding, yes. They didn't bother to throw the red flag and review the play. No timeouts, no nothing. He just let it go. I was like, okay, wow. But listen, to all you Dallas Cowboy fans, all right. Another year, you guys ain't going nowhere. But you know what, though? I'm a cool guy. I'm a sportsman. So if all you Dallas Cowboy fans are going to play your fight song, here it is.
You'll be surprised you're doing the French mistake. Voila! Come on, try and move those
Yes, those are the Dallas Cowboy fans out there. And I don't know, man. I'm sorry, man. You kind of Dallas Cowboy fans always believe you guys are going to make it to the Super Bowl. You guys are going to make it, you know, to another Super Bowl, be the Dallas Cowboys of old. But that's not going to happen, all right? Because, I don't know. You guys try too hard. You guys hoop too hard. So, you know what? This is what the head coach pretty much was gave their speech in the room before the game started. This is what he said.
What in the hell do you think you're doing here? This is a closed set.
Oops, that's not the one. Hold on. Here we go. This is probably it. Oops, this is it. Here we go.
Watch me bang it.
This is the head coach giving that speech.
Have you got it?
Yes.
Sounds like steam escaping. Action!
All right, anyway. All right, well, the Eagles play the Seahawks this Sunday at 4:40 p.m. And let's see. I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to win, and I'm not going to say they're going to lose, and I'm not going to say they're going again to the Super Bowl because they have so many injuries. How many injuries do they have so far?
It was at least 12 guys.
Are these 12 of their best?
I mean, majority of them are starters, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, whew. What can you say, people? I mean, if they go with their 12 of their best to the Super Bowl with their 12 best players, I'm like, all right, hey, they did it, you know. But this is, like, again, I can't predict it. I don't want to predict it. I don't want to say they're going to win, they're going to lose. Because, first of all, I mean, it is a long road to the top, people. And
I can't hear you!
And I don't think they, well, let's put it like this. The only way they're going to make it right now is their head coach pretty much has to figure this out, write the good plays, depend on his defense coordinating team, write the good plays, make the good calls. Probably, do you think they're probably going to hire somebody from outdoors, pay him $1 million for just to play a couple games?
I mean, they did that last week.
Oh, they did? How many guys they signed?
I think two. I think a running back and I forget what else.
Were they from other teams?
Like, no, I think they're just free agent.
Oh, free agent guys? All right. Well, they always do that in football, in the NFL. I mean, they sign a guy, but they tell him, listen, I'm going to pay you $500,000 or $1 million. You know, so if they hired, if they sign two guys, we'll see what happens, people. But to all you Eagle fans out there, wish you guys the best. And again, you know, we'll see what happens. And all right, people. I am right now going to get on here and there and over here. Let's go to your love TKO Woman of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. All right, people. Your love TKO Woman of the Week. Now, she is really cute. I like this woman. She's a fantastic writer, a great actress. Not an Oscar winning great, but I mean, she's great. She's funny. She's hysterical. She was on SNL for, I think 10 years she was on SNL. And she's a playwright, a producer, and she's best known for her work for Saturday Night Live. And she created many acclaimed comedy series such as 30 Rock Sisters. And she was in a movie called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, which was good. And she's also on commercials now. I've seen her on, these insurance commercials. So, ladies and gentlemen, your love TKO Woman of the Week is Tina Fey. Yes, congratulations, Tina Fey. You are the love TKO Woman of the Week. All right. Thank you, Mr. Teddy Pendergrass. All right, my man. Yes, I'm still single, people, ladies, all right? And, listen, now this time I'm going to be, since it's now 2020, you didn't make no resolutions or no nothing to better yourself, nothing like that, Taylor?
No, nothing really.
Good man. Yeah. Don't do that. But now I am making this announcement, people. All right. To all the women that I might date later on in the future. I don't know who you are or what you are. If you got fucked up teeth, I am not going to date you. Okay. I dated a woman that had really messed up teeth. Yes, she did, Taylor. Yes. And yeah. I am not going to date women with fucked up teeth. So she was had messed up teeth. She had one brown, yellow one. There was a woman I also dated last year. She was really hot. She had two beautiful daughters. And but for some reason, she stood me up. No explanation whatsoever. And the first date was great. I had a great time. No explanation what happened in the second date. All of a sudden from, hey, I'm going to call you every day, which she did, which was awesome. She was a woman. She called instead of texting. And she was really beautiful. I really liked her, but she stood me up. And I'm sorry. And now I have to go with you stood me up once. Well, I'm not going to see you again. I don't want no explanation. And what other women did I date? Good Lord. With some women that were fat. I regretted that. Some women that smelled. Yeah, that was another thing. But anyway, I'm going to be much shallower than I am for 2020. All right. So, you know, get ready. But 2020, what will it bring for you? Okay. Now, again, earlier I said, am I good on time?
Yeah.
How many minutes do I have? 10, 20?
Yeah, 10.
Oh, 10 minutes. Okay. Well, I'll make it quick then. Yeah, I see. Oh my God, the clock's right there. 9:48. So I'm good on time. All right. So 2020, what will it bring for you? All right. So don't make no resolutions, people. Like I said, don't make no resolutions because you won't stick to it. All right. This is what you should do. And today I bought a book called The Bucket List, but I'm going to change that. And it's a book about with 100 pages. And every day you're supposed to write something, what you're going to do, what you're going to fulfill, which I'm doing. And stick to it, people. All right. Don't stick to your resolutions. This is what you should do. All right. Make the best of it for yourself. All right. That's all you should do. Make the best for yourself. Now, whatever happened last year was the last year. Fuck those that try to put you down or stop you from your dreams or stop you from what you want to do. Just make a better you, all right? Somebody doesn't like you, who cares? I know people that don't like. I know some club managers that don't like me. I don't give a fuck. You know, I really don't. I don't like them either. You know, but I'm the one that type that says it to their face, you know. And there's some comics that don't like me. I personally don't care. You know what I mean? But if somebody doesn't like you, who cares? You know, I've dealt with people not liking me half my life. And at the time when I was much younger, I'm still young now. But I mean, at the time, it was like I made like an effort for them to like me. Come on, you know, buy them some, buy them this. Now, I don't care. You don't like me? Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? So that was a guy that I didn't like, Taylor. I really hated him. He was, and he passed away. And there was a little ounce of me that was kind of happy. You know what I mean? I was like, just a little bit. Does that make me a cold man?
I mean, probably not a good look.
No, it doesn't good. I mean,
that was awesome.
No, I didn't put that. No. I don't know. I just didn't like the guy. I really hated his guts. I really did. I'm not going to say what profession he did, you know. Fuck it. I'll say he was a comic. I didn't like him at all. I really didn't. And it was a lot of comics that I know didn't like him either. He was just like a douchebag. He thought he was the big name in comedy, you know, which he wasn't, you know. Be humble, be down to earth. But when he passed away, I don't know. I felt a little bad. Yes, I did, you know. And then this little tiny sand grain, little tiny, tiny Taylor, really small, was really content, like happy that he was gone. You know what I mean? I mean, does that make me a bad person?
I mean, I don't really know the guy, so.
All right. Well, you know.
I fingered the guy.
Yeah. No, I didn't when he was dead. No, I did not. Anyway. So, but I mean, all in all, like I said, I don't care. If you don't like me, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to make it waste my time for you trying to like me, okay? Move on to something else, all right? I personally don't like people that have negative, so. Also, with the women, if you like to, the women that I might date, just to let you know ahead of time, I don't want no toxic women, okay? Really don't. I don't like arguing. That's another thing. And if you live too far, don't think I'm going to drive like an hour to see you. Screw that, all right? I'm done with that. There's a lot of lists going down. On my next topic, I'm going to mention that list, okay? So I should have wrote that. But anyway, I'm talking about 2020. So who cares? Stop, you know, stop. If somebody doesn't like you, who cares? That's not going to stop you, right? Focus on people that do like you, all right? Hang out with people that have positive energy. And fuck those negative asshole people, okay? Because those people that are negative and just like to put down your dreams and just crush your efforts, you know, stop. Don't hang out with them. Dump them. Move on. Those people that give you that positive energy, look, like the people that I hang out with that positive energy, I give them the list. Latisse is one, you know, Tim Grill, Jason Pollock, Anthony Acosta. All these comedians that I've known half my life, Aisha, excuse me, I had to clear my throat. So these people, these comedians that I've known, Victor, you know, and Andy Scarpati, and the comedy explosion, the list goes down of these people that have this positive energy. They believe in me. They know I can do it. These are the people that I hang out with. These are the people that give me this energy, this love that I know that I can do what I can do without them stopping me or trying to change me. So that's pretty much what you should do. Just don't hang out negative assholes. Hang out with people that have that are positive, that are beautiful, that give you like a great outlook in life. All right. So don't hang out with people that just want to keep you down, keep you sad and depressed and lonesome. If they do that, they win. Don't let them win. You know. Better yet, just do like what I do. I just dump a girl and just move on. You know. You need that energy. You need that positive energy in your life to make yourself a better person. Always think positive, be positive, and hang out with positive people. That's all you got to do, people. All right? Now, in the past, like I said, I mentioned some club managers, some agents, my exes, you know, even other comics that I know tried to stop me, you know, but I cheat because I'm winning because I'm ignoring them and they're not stopping me from doing what I love doing. Also, another thing about the positive energy, the people here at wildfireradio.com. Oh, ain't that sweet, Taylor?
So nice.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Because they're really cool guys, man. Because like I said, in the past, I tried doing other podcast shows, but they just wouldn't let me be me. They let me be me, you know? They want me to do and talk about the things they wanted me to talk about. Fuck you guys, man. I'm not going to talk about one thing for one full solid hour. I'm sorry. I'll be bored out of my freaking mind. And I don't talk about politics or religion. I keep telling people that I don't want to talk about that. Stop it. You do it, I'm going to block you from everything, all right? I don't care about the politics. I don't care about religion. I respect all religions, but I mean, just I don't want to talk about it for a full solid hour, okay? All right. Anyway. And I mentioned Andy Scarpati. Now, let me tell you about this guy. This is what really motivated me to keep doing stand-up comedy. Very long story short, back in 97, he saw me perform. I didn't know who he was. He approached me, and all of a sudden, he liked me. He was the first guy that gave me a first emceeing job. Technically, I started at the Funny Bone, which is now the Laugh House, which is now shut down. But I really started doing gigs at the Comedy Cabaret in Northeast Philadelphia. Back in 97 through all the way to this day, I'm featuring and headlining there. But the reason why I still do it is, and Victor Valentine, that's another guy that's awesome, man. And Jerrica Johnson from Comedy Explosion. These guys are great, man, because they let me be me on that stage. They let me have fun. That's the deal, man. As for Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, he goes suck a dick and die. Anyway, yeah, he's trying to talk like a mafioso, but dude, bring it, because I'm going to drop you, dude, with one hit. Anyway, so let's see. Let's take, so what you should do is, again, for 2020, make a better you. That's it. You know, don't make a resolution. Make a better you. Stop hanging out with negative people. Start hanging out with positive people. If, you know, start writing down the things that you want to do and achieve them. All right. Don't procrastinate. Don't just do what you did for 2019. Make a better you. You know what I mean? You got a girlfriend that's an asshole or negative, try to put you down. Dump her. There's plenty of women out there. You know what I mean? I've been single now for like now, what, 8-9 years? Still haven't found the right one yet. All right. And no, I'm going to say this out there. No fat women. I'm sorry. I like a woman that's in shape. A curvy woman, I accept. All right. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to get in a date a big woman. I'm sorry. I call me shallow. You know that movie, The Shallows? Yes. It's about me. Yes. I'm sorry. I love lifting weights, and my back is my lower back. I don't want to throw my back out. All right, put it that way. I'm sorry. Don't mean to be cold, but that's how I am now. I got to be up forward and honest. All right, and I need to win with nice teeth. And a woman doesn't live too far. All right. Anyway, there's more on my list. I'm going to write that list for next week's, for this following show, which, by the way, I'm going to be doing two shows a month for now. Next Thursday will not be on, but the following Thursday I will be. And so what you should do for 2020 is I'm going to say all these things in Latin. Seize the day, carpe diem, pro bono, quid pro quo, impromptu. That's pretty much all the Latin phrases I could find. All right, people. Well, in the meantime... my producer will play the pizza commercial while I find a great song to close the show. All right.
Are you looking for that New York style and taste? Then go to La Vida's Pizzeria. It has that New York feel and that Italian tasty touch. Mwah! A great place to eat with family and friends. La Vida's Pizzeria, located at 12 High Street, Mount Holly, New Jersey. For pickup or delivery, call 609-267-8957. La Vida's Pizzeria. Excellent food, perfect New York taste.
Okay, boys, let's see.
Ball sacks are yummy.
Guess what I get to do.
All right. Sorry about that, people. All right, people. I'm going to play a nice, great song, especially for 2020. This is what you should think about when you hear this song. Any day now. Yes. Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, people. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to another edition episode for 2020 here on WildfireRadio.com, the Jerry Torres program. Taylor, thank you so much. Great to see you. Great for you to be my producer again. Thank you so much, bud. Taylor?
Oh, sorry, I got muted. Of course.
Okay, all right. All right, people. In the meantime, I will not be on next Thursday. The following Thursday, I will be, ladies and gentlemen. So until then, I'd like to see everybody out there for 2020. Make a better you, man. That's all you got to do. So I'm just going to say this. Whatever religious figure you believe in, may you be blessed. I bid you all a fondue. I'll be back the following Thursday. So again, for 2020, I'd like to say to everyone, I'll be back. But please don't go changing. Queen, don't stop me now. Please take me away.